我不是圣经的解答专家，但是既然没有弟兄姐妹现在要分享，那我们先继续往前看，待会儿如果有弟兄姐妹要分享还是可以分享。
Right. 嗯。 I think we almost finished fellowshipping concerning the meal offering, right?
关于素祭，我们已经交通的差不多了。
Maybe the last couple of points here, we can fellowship a little bit, share a little bit. Point number four, it is especially, I would say, a most holy food.
第四点，素祭的第四点，说到素祭是一个至圣的食物。
Right. You know, many times we talk about holiness.
我们常常说到圣洁。
Right, that we must pursue holiness or be holy because God is holy.
说到我们要追求圣洁，因为神是圣洁的。
Actually, to be holy is very important. It is the same as the divine nature.
做个圣洁的人是非常重要的，因为圣洁跟神圣的性情是一样的。
And God commanded us to be holy.
神命令我们要圣洁。
Be holy.
要圣洁。
And we can see in the humanity of the Lord Jesus.
在主耶稣的人性里，我们也看见。
He is really holy.
他真是一个圣洁的人。
He separated himself from so many things that are common that are not holy.
他把自己从许多世俗的事情、不圣洁的事情里分别出来。
And remember, the Bible, the Word says that before the foundation of the world, God has already chosen us to be holy and without blemish.
而且圣经说，在创立世界以前，神就已经拣选我们，要我们成为圣洁、无瑕疵。
We all should realize this.
我们都应该认识这一点。
And I hope that even our young people will realize this.
我希望我们的年轻人也认识这一点。
Because in this world today, there are so many things that are not holy.
因为今天在这个世界上有许许多多不圣洁的事。
Even evil.
甚至是邪恶的事。
Immoral.
不道德的事
Fallen,
堕落的
Corruption,
满了败坏
And so many things there that are influencing the young generation today.
有那么多的事情在那里影响年轻的一代
Almost half a year ago, I read in the news
大约半年前我在报章上看见
that some Hollywoodso-called movie stars was talking to some journalist openly.
那有一个好莱坞的大明星就在那里公开的跟记者说
so, their goal is to corrupt this young generation.
这个人说我们的目标就是要败坏年轻的一代
morally to corrupt this young generation.
败坏他们的道德
Goodness, they even openly, shamelessly say this kind of a thing.
他们竟然敢公开的、毫无羞耻的说这种话。
What about us in the church life?
那我们在教会生活中呢
？What do we do?
我们在做什么
？So we have to counter this by pursuing holiness.
我们要抵挡这样的势力，就要追求圣洁。
Right. May the Lord preserve our young people.
愿主保守我们的年轻人。
But really, the way that God wants us to be holy is not just to try to separate ourselves, but to eat this holy food.
主要我们追求圣洁的路，不光只是要保守我们，他更要我们吃。这个圣洁的食物。
The humanity of our Lord Jesus is really food to us.
主耶稣的人性实实在在是我们的食物。
That is why, according to the offering of the meal offering, only a handful was offered up by fire to God, but the rest are given to the priest to eat.
所以献素祭的时候，祭司只取一把烧给神，其余的是留下来给祭司们吃。
We need to eat.
我们需要吃。
Right. That's why we stress the matter of eating Jesus.
所以我们强调吃耶稣这件事。
In point five, only a memorial portion offered to God. The rest given to the priest as food.
所以第五点说到，只把作为纪念的部分献与神，所剩的要归给祭司们作为食物。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
Remember, we mentioned the burnt offering is 100% burned up for God.
我们提过了，燔祭是百分之百的献上给神。
Except the skin.
除了燔祭的皮。
That reminds us of what God did for Adam and Eve right after they fell.
这让我们想到亚当和夏娃堕落之后，神为他们做了什么事。
And God made a coat of skin to cover them.
神用皮给他们做衣服遮盖。
That should remind us of the burnt offering.
这应该提醒我们联想到燔祭。
So someone asked, what about the lamb that was slain there, right?
那被杀的那一只羊呢？
What did God do with it?
神怎么办他呢？
I think Adam and Eve, the first time they saw that God slaughtered the lamb, they must be very scared.
我想亚当和夏娃第一次看见神在那里杀或者宰了一头羊，他们一定觉得很惊讶。
It's the first time that they saw death, right?
这是他们第一次看见死亡。
What do you think God would do with that animal that was slain?
你认为神对他宰了的那一只动物，他会怎么办呢？
Of course, God will not just throw it away, right?
神当然不会就把它扔在一边。
God would use this lamb to show them how to burn an offering for God.
神会用这只羊来向他们表明如何向神献上燔祭。
Yeah, of course.
当然是这样。
How else did Abel know how to offer up sacrifice?
不然的话，亚伯怎么会知道要献上祭物给神呢？
The father, Adam, must have taught him.
他的爸爸亚当肯定教过他的孩子们。
So today you can really see that this offering is very important.
所以今天你要看见这个燔祭和献祭是非常重要的。
All the offering, I mean the burnt offering, is all burned up for God except this wonderful skin.
整个燔祭都要完全献上给神，只有那一张皮是留下来当作遮盖。
And the New Testament told us, those who are baptized into Christ, they have put on Christ.
新约告诉我们，受浸归入基督的人是披戴基督了。
It's really wonderful.
这实在是美妙。
I don't know how practical it is for you to put on Christ.
对你来说，要披戴基督，穿上基督，有多么的实际呢？
Because if you don't put on Christ,
因为如果你不穿上基督，
your flesh and yourself will be exposed.
你的肉体、你的己就会暴露出来。
And when God sees you,
那神看着你的时候，
what does He see?
他看见什么？
If God see me as I am,
如果神照着我的本相来看着我。
I don't think he will say, "Oh, this is my beloved son, in whom I'm well pleased."
我不认为他会说这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的，对不对？
You think if God see you and see me as we are, he will say, "This is my beloved son."
如果神就是看着我们的本相，你想他会说这是我的爱子吗？
If we exercise this wonderful faith to put on Christ and says, Lord, thank you, I have put on Christ.
但是如果我们应用这个美妙的信心，披戴穿上基督的话，
when God sees you,
当神看着你的时候，
oh, What do you think God will say? Oh, this is my beloved son.
你认为神会不会说，这是我的爱子？
Because we are now in Christ, right?
因为现在我们在基督里面。
This should be very practical.
这应该是很实际的。
But maybe you never thought about putting on Christ Monday through Friday. Even, I don't know, when you come to the Lord's Day meeting, you put on your nice clothes.
或许整个星期里面你都没有想到要穿上基督，甚至是来聚会的时候你只是穿上你漂亮的衣服。
But you forgot to put on Christ.
但是你忘记你要披戴基督。
That's why we have so much trouble.
所以我们有这么多的问题。麻烦。
Right. You know, Paul said one thing.
保罗说了这样一句话。
In 2 Corinthians.
在哥林多后书。
He says, although we knew Jesus according to the flesh.
他说虽然我们曾经按着肉体认识基督，认识耶稣。
Right. But today, no more.
但今天不再这样。
We want to see the Lord Jesus according to the Spirit. I'd like to know brother here according to the Spirit.
保罗说我是在灵里来认识基督，所以我要在灵里来认识这位弟兄。
Right. I want to see Christ in you, Christ in the brothers, Christ in the sisters.
我要看见在你里面的基督，看见在弟兄姊妹身上的基督。
That's why he says, from now on, I don't want to know anyone according to the flesh.
所以他能够说，从今天起，我不要再按着肉体来认识任何人。
Then how do I know people if not according to the flesh?
如果不按着肉体，那我如何认识人呢？
It must be according to Christ.
必须是按着灵，按着基督。
According to the Spirit, definitely.
按着灵，肯定是这样。
Then how can it be if you have not put on Christ and I have not put on Christ?
如果你我都没有披戴基督的话，那怎么来凭着灵来认识呢？
Not live Christ. So you can really say, all these offerings are for us to really.Experience and bring them as offerings to God.
所以你真的可以看见，这一切的祭都是要让我们来经历基督，然后把它带来献给神。
And of course, you can read for yourself the different types of meal offering.
然后你们也可以自己去念关于素祭的种类。
I don't think we need time to get into that, right?
我想我们就不花时间来看这个详细的。
As the meal offering is prepared, in different ways, all kinds of different sufferings in the oven, in the pot, in the pan, all kinds of different fire.
我们可以看见素祭的各种各类哦，有的是在那个烤炉里面烤的，有的是煎盘，有的是熬。就是说，我们的主耶稣基督是在各种各样的环境里面，让我们能够来经历、来预备的。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
God is really wonderful.
神真是奇妙。
To use such an example for us to experience the humanity of the Lord Jesus Christ.
他用这样的例子来让我们看见我们如何经历主耶稣基督的人性。
I think it'll be really exciting, wonderful, full of joy for us to weekly prepare such a wonderful cake for God.
如果我们每一周都能够好好的来预备这样一个美妙的饼来献给神，我想这个是非常精彩、非常有趣、非常满了喜乐的事情。
Right.
真的。
And eventually it becomes your food.
最终，这个会成为你的食物。
You can eat, you can enjoy, you can taste of Christ that He is wonderful, He is friendly, He is wonderful food for us.、Right?
是的，最终你可以吃到，你可以尝到这个耶稣，他是何等的友善，何等的美妙。
And this is very necessary in the church life.
在教会生活里，这是非常必要的。
If we have the humanity of the Lord,
如果我们有主耶稣的人性
and you learn to live Christ,
而你也学习活基督
and I learn to live Christ,
我也学习 right?
even our relationship to one another, our fellowship with one another, will be really full of peace.
那我们的关系还有我们的交通，真的是会满了和平。
Will be very righteous.
满了公义。
Will be holy.
圣洁。
And full of compassion with one another.
而且能够彼此连续。
Full of long suffering.
彼此忍耐。
Patience.
有耐心。
Right. We will not be forcing one another to do something and this and that.
我们不会在那里勉强彼此做这个做那个。
And like the Lord, we will help each one full of wisdom.
而且像主那样，我们会有智慧的来帮助彼此。
All of these human qualities is very important for our relationship to one another.
这些人的素质对我们来说，对我们的关系来说都是非常重要的。
When I looked into the way the Lord treated and fellowshiped and helped the disciples,
当我看主如何对待、帮助他的门徒时
，I'm really amazed.
我真的很惊讶。
If it were me,
如果是我的话
，Good thing it wasn't me.
还好不是我啊。
I would fire all my disciples.
我早就把他们通通都开除了。
No good.
不好。
And that love money, get it?
那个爱钱。
And this one talked too much. Peter talked too much.
这个太爱说话，彼得不行。
Forget it, right? And you can criticize so many of his disciples at the end. No one is qualified to follow him.
他的门徒每一个我们都可以有所批评的、
right?
最终没有一个门徒剩下来了。
Don't you think so?
你不认为是这样吗？
But the Lord kept them.
但是主把他们留在身边。
And the Lord helped.
主帮助他们。
Right, even on the way to Jerusalem they were quarreling who should be the greatest.
甚至在前往耶路撒冷的路上，他们还在那里争执谁最大。
If you were the Lord, what would you do?
如果你是主的话，你会怎么办他们？
You will show them the German fingers. Stop quarreling. How come after 3.5 years following me, you are still like that?
你会把德国人的指头伸出来骂他们？
No, you don't have this.
你们德国人没有这个指头吗？
I learned this from the Germans.
我这样是向德国人学的。
Did the Lord do that?
主有没有这样做啊？
Did the Lord do that?
他有没有这样做？
Will you do that?
你会不会这样做？
Just very little thing we already bring out our finger.
就是一件很小的事情，我们就已经在那里指指点点。
Oh Lord, have mercy on us.
愿主怜悯我们。
We need the humanity of the Lord Jesus.
我们需要主耶稣的人性。
Right? Even when the Lord was crucified on the cross, he said, Father, vengeance belong to you, it is written. Now you have to avenge me for what they have done. Did he say that?
主耶稣被钉在十字架上的时候，他有没有这样说？父啊，伸冤在你，你要替我伸冤，对付这些人。
You even can quote the Bible.
你甚至可以引用圣经。
But the Lord says, No, Father, forgive them.
但主说，父啊，赦免他们。
For they know not what they did.
他们不晓得他们所做的。
Now, if some brother and sister did something wrong, what would you do?
那如果有弟兄或者姊妹犯错了，你会怎么办？
How would you react?
你的反应是什么？
What would you do? What would you do with me, Brother Chua?
蔡弟兄，你会怎么做？
Exactly, you see.
就是这个样子，指头就出来了。
Yes.
是的。
That's right.
就是这样。
This is our humanity, our fallen humanity.
我们堕落的人性就是这样。
So May the Lord help us. How can we build the church with our humanity? Impossible, actually.
愿主帮助我们，我们这样的人性是不可能建造教会，办不到。
Now, I hope no one will leave the church because of me.
我希望没有任何一个人因着我而离开教会。
Because of my behavior.
因为我的行为。
Because of my, I don't know. Lord Jesus, right? We really need to see. Actually, we need the humanity of the Lord Jesus.
我们真的需要看见，我们实在需要主耶稣的人性。
That is why our Father wants you to prepare that meal offering for him.
所以父要你预备这样的素祭。
The wonderful humanity of the Lord.
主耶稣美妙的人性。
Oh, by the way, I was recently with some brothers in Philadelphia.
啊，对了，最近我和一些弟兄们在美国菲拉铁菲。
So we were looking at the place where they declared the independence, right?
所以我们就看见他们在那里宣布国家独立的地方。
And I think one of the fathers of the constitution there, you know, wrote in one of the board there, it's printed.
那其中的一位建国之父就在那个板上写了那个建国的那个誓言。
He says, "If men were like angels."
他说
，I'm trying to remember what
我尝试想记起来。他说，如果人像天使的话
，then there won't be war on this earth.With the humanity, with mankind.
那么在这个世界上，人类就不会有战争。
When I looked at it, I thought, well, not bad.
我看了看，我就说还不错。
Then I all of a sudden says, no, that's not right.
但是突然之间，我又觉得不，这个不对。
Because the first creatures that really created a big war was the angels. They were the angels.
因为真正造成这个世界上的第一个战争混乱的是一个天使。
That's why he became Satan.
所以他变成了撒旦。
Oh, I wish I could change that.
我好希望我能够把那个改掉。
But you know, what he wanted to say is this, if men were not fallen,
你应该写，如果人没有堕落的话，
sin has not come into us.
如果罪没有进入人里面，
right? If our humanity is intact,
如果我们的人性是保持在完好的那个，
if we are not corrupted by sin and death,
如果我们没有被罪和死败坏，
there would definitely be no war on this earth but peace.
这个世界上肯定不会有战争，只有和平。
But I was just surprised that the early fathers of the American Constitution they wrote that if men were like angels.
我很惊讶，建国之父写了这样的话。
Right, but what should we do today?
那我们今天该怎么办呢？
In order to have peace, because we're going on to the peace offering, right?
那我们之间如果要有和平的话。
What do we need?
我们需要什么？
Tell me, what do we need to have?
告诉我，我们需要什么？
We need the meal offering.
我们需要素祭。
We need to keep the feast of the unleavened bread.
我们要守除酵节。
We all need to learn to eat daily of this heavenly bread.
我们都需要学习天天吃这个天上的粮。
What we need is not to be like angels.
我们所需要的不是像天使。
What we need is to eat that wonderful bread that came down from heaven.
我们所需要的是吃那个美妙的从天上降下来的粮。
Then we will really have peace in the church life.
然后我们在教会生活中就真的会有实在真实的和平。
It is not the knowledge that will give you peace.
不是知识，它不能叫我们有和平。
Right. But it is this wonderful life.
乃是这个奇妙的生命。
The reality of eating the Lord Jesus.
吃主耶稣的这个实际。
Remember, this wonderful person, with this wonderful humanity, he is the Prince of Peace.
这个奇妙的人物，以他奇妙的人性，他的名字是称为和平的君。
So after the meal offering,
所以看过了素祭之后呢
？What is the next offering?
下一个祭是什么祭呢？
平祭。
The peace offering.
That's right. You know, God is very wise, right?
神非常有智慧。
He gave us this wonderful order.
他给我们这个很美好的次序。
Because without eating the meal offering,
因为如果你不吃素祭
there is no peace.
就不会有和平。
Not to have peace does not mean that, oh, you're a good man and I'm a good man, then we'll have peace.
和平不是说你是好人，我也是好人，那我们就会有和平了。
Is Chi Yu a good peace? I mean, good peace, a good man.
齐友是好人吗
？Yes, of course.
当然是好人。
About our brother Tim is a good person. Yes, he's a good person.
Tim 弟兄也是一个好人。
But it takes more than being a good person to have peace.
但是要有和平。光是好人还不够。
Am I a good person?
我是个好人吗
？Oh, so when all three of us good people get together, are we going to have peace?
那我们三个好人在一起，是不是一定有和平呢
？Your husband a good man?
你的先生是个好人吗？
Are you a good wife?
你是个好妻子吗？是。
You have peace all the time?
你们是不是任何时候都有和平？不。
No. No, because what we need is the proper humanity of the Lord Jesus to have peace.
因为要有和平，我们所需要的是主耶稣这个正常的人性。
Before we go on to the peace offering, let us go to a very well-known verse in Galatians chapter 4. The fruit of the Spirit.
在看和平祭之前，我们先来看
Galatians chapter 5.
加拉太书第五章，我们都很熟悉的圣灵的果子。
Lord Jesus, Amen, Amen. Right. I'm sorry, it's here. Verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is number one, love, joy, peace, patience.Kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control.
Amen.
Wow. Wonderful fruit of the Spirit, right?
加拉太书五章第二十二节，圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。哇、wow, ，真是美妙的圣灵之果。
This is really wonderful. You need to chew on this.
这个非常美妙，你要慢慢的在这里细细的咀嚼。
Think about this.
你要慢慢的去思想。
Right. Like what Paul mentioned in Philippians chapter 3, if you have all these wonderful things, you have to meditate on them.
就像保罗在腓立比书第三章说的，你有这些美妙的东西，你要再花时间思想这些。
Right. So you really need to meditate on it.
你要在这里默想、思想。
To really enjoy it.
来真正的享受它。
Tell the Lord, Lord, I want this fruit.
告诉主，我要这个果子。
All of this wonderful fruit.Belong to the humanity of the Lord Jesus.
这里所有美好的果子都是来自主耶稣基督的人性。
And we need them.
我们需要他们。
For the building up of the church.
为着建造教会，我们需
要他们。Otherwise, we can talk about building, talk about the body, talk about so many things.
不然的话，我们可以一直在这里说，说到建造，说到身体，一直的说。
If you don't have this fruit.
但是如果你没有这个果子
It's not going to work.
就做不到
It's
不管用
So may the Lord have mercy on us.
愿主怜悯我们
Now we go to Christ as our peace offering.
所以现在我们来看，基督是我们的和平剂。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
I hope that you all have time to go through the verses at home, maybe sometime later, and go and read these verses.
我希望你们都能拨出时间，好好的去读这些经节。
We need to treasure peace.
我们要珍惜和平。
Right. In the church life,
在教会生活中
，peace is very important.
和平非常重要。
Others may not want peace, but you should be a peaceful person.
别人可能不要和平，但是你必须是一个爱和平的人。
Right. Peace does not mean that. Just accept whatever you say or whatever you do. That's not peace.
和平不是说我们就接受你说什么都可以都接受。
No, it's not like that.
不是这样的。
Peace is something more for us in the church life.
在教会生活里，和平对我们来说比这个还多。
Peace is not just that we don't quarrel.
和平不光光是我们不争吵。
Peace is a certain life and nature within us.
和平是在我们里面的一个生命，一个性情。
Does not depend on many other things that happen around you.
它是不根据不在乎外面所发生的事情。
The Lord is the Prince of Peace.
主是和平的君。
He is peace.
他就是和平。
So, it's not that, okay, I try to make peace with you, to be a very peaceful person with you, or agree with you.
不是说我尝试和你和睦，我们就不要争吵，我们有一个和平的关系。
But when Christ, as our peace, come into our life,
当基督进到我们的生命中，成为我们的和平时，
you become a man of peace.
你就成为一个和睦的人。
It'll be very difficult for you to quarrel with anybody.
要你和人起争执还真不容易。
Not because you're a good person.
不是因为你是好人。
Not because it is your nature to avoid trouble.
也不是因为你的本性就是怕事。
But you became a man of peace.
而是你变成了一个和睦的人。
If people scold you,
如果有人骂你
unrighteously,
而且是不公义的骂你
what would you do?
你会怎么做
will you react?
你会有反应吗
did our Lord react?
主有做出反应吗
why not?
为什么不
he was right.
他才是对的
but you have to realize there is something in this man Jesus Christ that is peaceful, his peace.
但是你要知道，在这个人耶稣基督的里面，有一个什么东西是和平的。
That is why no one could stir him up.
所以没有人能够激起他的怒气。
Be it a priest, chief priest who want to kill him.
不管是大祭司要杀他的那个大祭司。
Or the Pharisees.
或是法利赛人。
Or so many other people there.
或者其他这么多的人。
Even before Pontius Pilate.
甚至是在本丢比拉多面前。
Even the soldiers.Right, slapped him,
连兵丁
spat on him.
都在那里打他的巴掌
What if somebody
吐口水
spits on you?
如果有人向你吐唾沫你会怎么做
What do you think you would do if somebody spit on you?
如果有人向你吐口水你会怎么做
Will you remain calm?
你还是会那么的和平吗
Will you?
平静吗
I don't think so.
我不认为哦
In myself, my goodness, you don't even have to spit on me. You just say something the wrong way, you know, and rub me the wrong way, you're in trouble.
在我的己里面，你甚至不需要向我吐口水，你只要说一些我不中听的话，你就小心了。
Either you're in trouble, or I'm in trouble, both of us will be.
不是你遭殃，就是我出事，或者两个人都有事。
But. He cannot believe the Lord in front of Pontius Pilate did not say a word.
你不能相信主耶稣在本丢比拉多面前一句话也不说。
He did not scold Judas.
他没有骂犹大。
Right. He even encouraged him, go and do it quickly.
他甚至跟他说，你要做的事，快快去做吧。
In other words, Judas, do a good job.
也就是说，犹大要干得好。
Right.
好好干。
Make sure they come and get me, okay?
要确保他们要来捉我。
Don't fail your task.
不要在你任务上不要失败了。
I never saw the Lord really react in a warlike way. Warlike.
我从来没有看过主耶稣做出一个挑衅战斗的那个反应。
Right. Even when he talks aboutMatthew chapter 23 concerning woe to you Pharisees.
甚至是在马太福音第二十三章那里记载了，他说：“你们法利赛人有祸了。”
Why does the Lord say that?
主为什么要说这样的话？
Do you think 主是不是在骂他？ The Lord is scolding you.
你是不是认为主耶稣在那里骂他们？
No, I don't think so.
我不是这么认为。
I think the Lord is trying to save them.
我认为主是在那里尝试
要拯救他们。Telling the truth, they will probably wake up.
希望他们因为他说的是真话而能够醒悟过来。
Right. And perhaps the Lord says that also to warn the people.
而且他也可能是因为要警戒其他的人。
Because our Lord is a man of peace.
因为我们的主是一个和睦的人。
Such a man and only such a man can make peace between God and us.
这样的人，而且也唯独这样的人，能够使人和神之间有和平。
You know, it's not easy to make peace between me and God.
要使我和神之间有和平，不是一件容易的事。
There's something the Lord must do to make peace.
主必须成就什么事情，才能够成就这个和睦。
Because I owe too much to God.
因为我欠神太多。
I offended God too much.
我太得罪他了。
God, the righteous judge, is going to sentence me to death.
神这个公义的审判官要判我死刑。
So, do you think it is easy to make peace between us and God?
所以要在我们和神之间成就和睦，你想很简单吗？
People think making peace is so easy.
人以为要当和事佬很容易。
No, no, no. Making peace is not easy. Because to make peace, the Lord has to fulfill all the requirements.That God was asking for me, to make peace.
因为要成就神和人之间的和平，主耶稣必须先为我完成神在我身上一切的要求。
And he did.
他也做到了。
He paid the ransom.
他付出了赎价。
Remember, he made peace with his own life.
他用他自己的生命来成就这个和平。
For us.We are just, 算了算了啊。
对我们来说，我们就会说 ，forget it, John, forget it。
算了算了，不要啊，不要再谈了啊。
Forget it, stop talking about it.
This is the way we make peace.
我们是这样子来当和事佬。
But we are not willing to bear the judgment of the other in order to satisfy the requirement of this party, so that.Finally, there will be the real peace.
但是我们不愿意承担这一方所该承担的责任，来满足另一方的要求。
That is why it is not possible for us to make peace between two parties who are quarreling.
所以我们没有办法使两个吵架的人之间变得和睦。
Don't think making peace is easy.
不要认为要成就和睦是那么简单。
So what price?Did the Lord pay in order to accomplish this wonderful peace in Ephesians chapter 2?
要成就这个奇妙的和睦，记载在以弗所书第二章的和睦，主耶稣付了怎样的代价？
You know, we never thought about it, right? We don't think about it. We just say, "Hallelujah, He's our peace."
我们从来没有这么想，我们只会说 "Hallelujah, 他是我们的和睦和平."
So you have to appreciate this peace.
所以你要学习珍赏这个和平。
That today we can be reconciled to God.
今天我们能够与神和好。
That the wrath of God will not be upon you and me.
神的愤怒不会再临到你我身上。
That is a big task.
这个是一个不得了的任务。
But then if you see that, then why is your wrath upon somebody else?
那如果你真的看见这一点，为什么你的怒气还会临到别人身上呢？
No peace.
没有和平。
God forgave us.
神赦免了我们。
Because the Lord Jesus Christ paid the price.
因为主耶稣基督付了那个代价。
But you refuse to forgive somebody or anybody who offended you.
但是你却不肯赦免冒犯你的人。
Then how can we have peace?
那我们怎么会有和平呢？
No way to have peace.
没有办法。
Right? So, we need to appreciate that Jesus Christ is really our peace.
所以我们真是要来珍赏主耶稣基督实在是我们的和平。
Is he your peace?
他是你的和平吗？
Amen.
Amen.
Now, is he your peace with the brothers and sisters?
他是你与弟兄姊妹们的和平吗？
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
Right, Christ is our wonderful peace.
基督是我们美妙的和平。
I think if you know this and you enjoy this,
this is really wonderful. 和经历这一点，这个是非常好的。
Because peace.
因为和平。
Sorry, peace is also translated by NIV as a fellowship offering.
因为在这个NIV 这个版本，和平或者和睦也被翻译成交通。
Yeah, the fellowship offering to restore our fellowship with God.
所以献上这个交通祭，来恢复我们和神之间的交通。
And to fellowship with one another.
而且彼此之间也能有交通。
I may be very friendly outwardly to 其余弟兄。
表面上看，我可能跟其友弟兄很友善，
But within me,
友好。
If I harbor anything against 其友，
但是在我里面，如果对他有任何的敌意，
It will be impossible for me to have true spiritual fellowship with brother 其友。
我就不可能跟他有真正属灵的交通。
Impossible，
不可能的。
It will be a political fellowship.
这就会是一个政治上的那个交通
，diplomatic fellowship，
对政治手段的。
Outwardly fine, but inwardly not fine.
表面上看呢是很好的，但是里面不好。
No peace.
没有和睦。
That's not a real peace.
这个不是真正的和平。
No, and only real peace will bring us into the real fellowship with one another.
只有真正的和平能够把我们引入真正彼此之间的交通。
And that is very precious in the church life.
在教会里，这个是非常宝贵的。
Nothing to hide.
我们没有什么需要遮掩的。
If there's something that I hide in me from 其友，
如果我心里向着其友隐藏了什么。
I need to learn to take Christ as my peace and say, Lord, I don't want this. Take it away.
我要学习取用基督做我的和平祭，让他把这个除去。
I don't want to harbor anything against any brother or any sister.
我不要在心里对任何弟兄或姊妹有任何的敌意。
No, there's no need for that.
不需要这个。
Right? On our part, If you have experienced in a good way that Christ is your peace, okay, then put it away.
在你自己一面，如果你经历了主耶稣基督是你的和睦，
right.
那你就把这个隐藏的敌意除掉。
Because the Lord did that for me.
因为主为我做了这样的事。
The Lord really did that for me.
主真的成就了这件事。
Even today.
甚至是今天。
At the right hand of the Father.
在神的右边。
As our great heavenly high priest.
身为我们的大祭司，
He's our advocate.
他是我们的中保。
Because I did something wrong again, my goodness.
因为我又犯错了。
And the father says, look at John, look what he did.
然后父就说，你看 John, 他又做了什么事。
The Lord will tell the father, Father, I already paid the price, right?
主耶稣会跟父说，父啊，我已经付了这个代价。
Do not get angry at you.
不要生苏弟兄的气。
Yeah. Let me bear that also.
让我来承担这个代价。
I went to the cross 2,000 years ago.
我2000年前已经上了十字架。
That is still very effective today.
这个受死到今天还是非常有功效的。
I'm glad I have such an advocate.Before the Father.
我很庆幸我在父那边有这样的一位中保。
Don't you?
你不庆幸吗？
Don't you enjoy that? Don't you appreciate that?
你不享受不珍惜这个吗？
That's why I have peace with God.
所以我能够与神有和平。
And not only that.
不仅如此。
I need to be fully reconciled to God.
我也要完全的与神和好。
That's why you have the Feast of the Atonement.
所以我们有赎罪日这个节日。
Right? There's a feast called the Feast of the Atonement, right?
有一个节日叫做赎罪日。
Right. And the Atonement here means reconciliation.
赎罪这里的意思就是和好。
And the only way to have this full atonement toward God and with God is through our Lord Jesus Christ.
要与神有完全的和好，唯一的方法就是借着主耶稣基督。
Without Him, it's impossible.
没有他就办不到，不可能有和平。
You have to appreciate this verse that Paul wrote.
你要来欣赏、珍赏保罗所写的这一节。
Second Corinthians chapter 5，
就是在哥林多后书第五章。
Because we offended God too often, very often.
因为我们经常得罪神。
Especially with what we say.
尤其是以我们的口。
And what we thought about.
和我们的思想得罪神。
So we have offended God many times.
许多时候我们得罪了神。
So Paul talked about here, we are therefore Christ's ambassadors, verse 20, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God.
Amen. 灵后五章二十节，所以我们做基督的使者，就好像神借着我们劝你们一般，我们替基督求你们与神和好。
Be ye reconciled to God.
与神和好。
This is very important.
这个非常重要。
Before I can be reconciled to you and you to me, I have to firstly be reconciled to God.
我们彼此之间要能够和好，我们必须先与神和好。
Because if I offended you,
因为如果我冒犯了你，
indirectly, I have offended God.
间接的，我也得罪了神。
So, when David sinned by killing Uriah,And then taking his wife to be his wife.
所以当大卫他犯罪，因为他杀了乌利亚，而且把他的妻子夺过来。
Who did he sin against?
他得罪了谁？
against God.
得罪了神。
Because he violated the law of God.
因为他干犯了神的律法。
Of course, he also sinned against Uriah. It's almost same as murder and then adultery. You took somebody's wife, right?
当然，他也得罪了乌利亚，因为他把这个人谋杀了，而且夺了他的妻子，犯奸淫。
So what do you do?
所以他怎么办
？How can you be reconciled to God?
你要如何与神和好
？You know, there are two different types of reconciliation, if I may put it this way, right?
如果我能这么说的话，有两种的和好。
Well, the first kind, I would say, it is in Romans chapter 5.
第一种是记载在罗马书第十二章。
Through the blood of Jesus Christ, when he died on the cross, we are reconciled to God by the death of his son, right?
Romans 5. 借着主耶稣基督的宝血，当他死在十字架上的时候，我们与神和好了。
But that is the initial reconciliation in that Christ paid the price for us.
这是起初初步的和好，因为基督替我们还了这个代价。
But after being saved,
但是我们得救之后，
although I will no longer be eternally condemned by God,
虽然我不会落入永远的灭亡，被神定罪。
That is definitely sealed. It's already done.
那个已经定案了。
Hallelujah for the eternal redemption and salvation.
为着永远的救赎和拯救，我们感谢神。
It's not by my behavior, but it's by my faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
不是因着我的行为，乃是因着我在基督耶稣里面的信心。
But after I'm saved and born again, I still did a lot of things against him and offended him and disobeyed him so many times.
但是我得救重生之后，我还是一再的得罪、犯罪神、得罪神、冒犯神。
And even if the Father wants to discipline me, I still will not listen to him.
那父他要来管教我，我还是不要听他的。
So what should we do?
那我们该怎么办？
That's why Paul told the Corinthians, be reconciled to God.
所以保罗跟哥林多人说，我求你们与神和好。
And before the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ,
在主耶稣再来之前，
you better be fully reconciled to God.
你最好是完全与神和好。
Otherwise, before the judgment seat of Christ, we will have problems.
不然，在基督的审判台前，你就有难了。
Remember the last three feasts. Concerns the return of the Lord Jesus Christ.
末后的三个节期关乎到主耶稣的再来。
So you have the feast of what? Trumpet.
所以我们有吹角节。
The feast of atonement.
有赎罪日。
And then you have the Feast of Tabernacle.
还有祝棚节。
It's very meaningful.
这三个节期非常有意义。
Because when the Lord is coming back,
因为当主回来的时候，
you are going to give an account of your life on this earth to Him.
你要为着你在地上的生活向他交账。
Maybe you're not afraid, but I am afraid.
或许你不怕，但是我很怕。
Are you not afraid?
你不怕吗？
I'm afraid.
我害怕。
So what should I do?
那我该怎么办？
I need to keep the Feast of Atonement.
我要来守赎罪日这个节期。
And in keeping this feast, I want the Lord to shine upon me and to really expose me before Him, to be in the light.
在守这个节的时候，我要主光照我，铺路我。把亮光赐给我。
I want to be fully reconciled to God.
我要与神完全和好。
I want the Lord to tell me, what else, Lord, do I have to repent before you?
我要主告诉我，我还有什么东西是需要悔改的。
Lord, how should I be fully reconciled?
主啊，我要如何与你完全和好？
And of course, then how can I be reconciled with the brothers?
还有，我如何与弟兄们和好？
Right. So may the Lord open our eyes.
愿主开我们的眼。
On one hand, we have the Feast of the Atonement.
一面我们有赎罪日。
On the other hand, we are preparing a peace offering.
另一面我们在这里预备我们的和平祭。
So these two correspond to each other.
所以这两个是互相呼应的。
Which is so necessary today.
他们是非常必要的。
Right. So may the Lord open our eyes.
愿主开我们的眼。
That we appreciate this wonderful peace offering.
但愿我们真的明白珍惜这个和平祭。
Amen.
Amen.
What can I say?
我能怎么说呢?
If we can see this,
如果我们能看见这一点,
then it's very good.
就非常好。
Mm. Now, not only Christ is our peace,
不仅基督是我们的和平,
the gospel is called the gospel of peace.
B 点说, 福音是称为和平的福音。
The sons of God being the peacemaker.
神的种子是使人和睦的。
The kingdom of God is a kingdom of righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit.
神的国是一个有公义、和平并圣灵中的喜乐之国。
And our God is a God of peace, and we should have the peace of God.
我们的神是和平的神、平安的神，我们也应该有神的平安。
This is the first aspect of the peace offering.
这个是和平祭的第一面。
I think this is important.
我认为这个很重要。
And then the second aspect.
第二方面呢?
Is what the Chinese translation says, 平安祭。Peace. Meaning to say, you have peace in your heart. You feel peaceful. You feel at rest.You are kept, preserved by the Lord.
第二个方面就是我们中文圣经翻译的平安祭，就是你里面有平安，你蒙神的保守保护。
Of course, if you are a man of peace, you will have peace.
当然，如果你是一个和睦的人，你的心里自然会有平安。
You will not be anxious.
你不会有挂虑。
You will not worry a lot.
你不会有很多的担忧。
Romans chapter 8 says, The mind set upon the Spirit is life and peace.
罗马书第八章说，心思摆在灵上就是生命平安。
And also, the Lord will help you in so many troubles, in so many problems, the Lord will help you.
而且，尽管你有很多的难处、问题，主会帮助你。
And so, in this peace offering, because peace also has this meaning, right?
所以在这个和平祭里面也有平安的意思。
Right. So in this peace, your reaction will be a thanksgiving to the Lord.
所以在这个和平祭里面，你的反应就是你向神献上一个感谢祭。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
So if you read the law concerning the peace offering, you have the thanksgiving offering.
所以如果你看和平祭的条例，你会看到有感谢祭。
I think to understand this, the best thing is for us to go to Psalm.
要明白这个最好的方
法。Just quickly, just very quickly.
就是来看诗篇。
And then we can stop.
看完这一篇，我们就可以停。
107, right? Psalm 107.
107篇。
It's a psalm concerning thanksgiving to the Lord.
这个诗篇是关于献平安，献感谢祭给神的一个诗篇。
For he is good.And his love, his loving kindness, mercy endures forever, verse 1.
107第一节，你们要称谢耶和华，因他本为善，他的慈爱永远长存。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
Right? Let the redeemer of the Lord say this.
愿耶和华的赎民说这话。
Right? And then in verse 4, the Psalms tell us of some incidents.
从第四节开始，这里就说出一些的经历。
Some wandered in desert wasteland, finding no way to a city where they could settle.
他们在旷野荒地漂流。
They were hungry and thirsty.
又饥又渴，心里发慌。
And their lives ebbed away.
心里发昏。
Then they cry out to the Lord in their trouble.
第六节，于是他们在苦难中哀求耶和华。
And he delivered them from their distress.
他从他们的祸患中搭救他们。
And he led them by a straight way.
又领他们行走正路，直路。
To a city where they could settle.
使他们往可居住的城邑。
Then it says, "Oh, let them give thanks to the Lord for His unfailing love,
Amen,
and for His wonderful deeds for man."
但愿人因耶和华的慈爱和他向人所行的奇事都称赞他。
For He satisfies the thirsty and fills the hungry.
因他使心里渴慕的人得以知足。
And then he said, "Some sat in darkness and in deepest gloom."
那些坐在黑暗中死荫里的人。
Prisoners, sufferings in their iron chains.
被困苦和铁链捆锁。
Because of their rebellion, etc., etc.
是因他们违背神等等。
Right, right. And then it says, "Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble."
于是他们在苦难中哀求耶和华。
And he saved them from their distress.
他从他们的祸患中拯
救他们。Brought them out of darkness and the deepest gloom.
从黑暗和死荫里领他们出
来。Broke away their chains.
折断他们的绳索。
Well, we were like that, right?
我们就是这样。
Let them give thanks to the Lord for His unfailing love and His wonderful deeds for man.
但愿人因耶和华的慈爱和他向人所行的奇事。都称赞他。
For he breaks down the gates of bronze and cut through the bars of iron.
因为他打破了铜门，砍断了铁栓。
And then he says, "Some became fools through their rebellious way." You see, this psalm is telling us about so many different examples and different incidents. I really love this psalm, you know.
这一篇诗篇。提到各种各样的情形，各种各样的环境和事件，我真的很喜欢这一篇。
I believe many of us have gone through a lot of situations. Right?
我相信我们很多人都经历过很多不同的情形。
And then verse 19, they cry to the Lord in their trouble, and then He saves them from their distress.
十九节，于是他们在苦难中哀求耶和华，他从他们的祸患中拯救他们。
Now it says here in verse 21 and 22, and this is what I want to show you. Let them give thanks to the Lord for His unfailing love and His wonderful deeds for men, and let them sacrifice thank offerings and tell of His works with the songs of joy.
Amen. 21-22节。但愿人因耶和华的慈爱和他向人所行的奇事都称赞他，愿他们以感谢为祭献给他，欢呼述说他的作为。
Amen.
Amen.
Now this psalm talks about the thanks offering.
这一篇诗在这里说到以感谢为祭献给他。
So if we take a look at Leviticus chapter 6, 7, chapter 7. Right. Let's take a look at chapter 7. Right. Concerning the laws, concerning the regulations of the peace offering.
关于和平祭的条例。
It says in verse 12,
12节说,
If he offers it, that means the peace offering,As an expression of thankfulness or thanksgiving,、then along with his thanks offering or a peace offering of thanksgiving, he is to offer cakes of bread made without leaven、but mixed with oil.、Right?、Go ahead.
十二节，他若为感谢献上，就要用调油的无酵饼和抹油的无酵薄饼。并用油条均细面做的饼与感谢祭一同献上。
Right. But then, in verse 13,
但是在十三节
and this is good for us to know,
这个我们知道这个是很好
的 along with the fine flour, right, mixed with oil, right, along with his peace offering of thanksgiving,、he is to present an offering with a leavened cake.
十三节，要用有酵的饼和为感谢献的平安祭与供物一同献上。
No, this offering is not by fire to God.
这个祭不是火祭。
But this is a wave or heave offering, and it will go to the priest.
乃是一个摇祭或者举祭，而且之后呢是留给祭司们的。
For the priest to eat.
让祭司来吃。
Because the priests are supposed to eat the breast of the offering and the shoulder of the offering.
因为祭司要吃这个祭的胸肉还有腿肉。
So this leavened bread is not offered to God by fire because it's not allowed.
因为这个有酵的饼不是火祭。
But it is given to the priest to eat.
乃是给祭司，让祭司吃。
Now, why the leavened bread?
为什么要用有酵的饼？
Why?
为什么？
Because it is to remind us.
因为要来提醒我们。
We still have leaven.
我们里面还有酵。
That's why we went through a lot of trouble.
所以我们经历了很多苦
难。And the Lord saved us from all our trouble.
而主把我们从一切的苦难中救出来。
So we give God this thanksgiving.
所以我们很感恩，我们就把这个感谢祭拿来献给神。
But we should not forget that we still have leaven, and we must keep the feast of the unleavened bread to get rid of it.
但是我们不可忘记，我们里面还有酵，所以我们还要守除酵节。
So there is a leavened bread there offered up.
所以这里所献上的是一个有酵的饼。
Now the Thanksgiving,
感谢祭
if it is offered up to the Lord,
如果是来献给主
it can only be eaten that very same day.
只有在当天才可以吃。
You cannot eat it the second day. No.
隔天就不能吃了。
Nothing should be left.
不能留到第二天。
It must be eaten at the very same day.
献祭的当天要吃。
But there is another kind of peace offering here, along with a thanksgiving offering.
这里除了感谢祭，还有另外一个祭。
This is the vow.
就是许愿的祭。
Which is stronger than thanksgiving.
它比感谢祭更强。
Or a free will offering.
也可以说是一个甘心献的祭。
That you have something you would like to freely give as an extra to God.
你有东西，你愿意，你甘心乐意把它献给神。
And it is something extra. It's from your own free will you want to give it to God.
是额外的，是出于你的甘心，你要献给神。
So that peace offering.
那一个和平祭。
Whether it is which part of the offering.
不管是祭物的任何一个部分
，given to you to eat, you can
给你吃
eat it, you can eat it in the first day and the second day.
你第一天、第二天都可以吃
，and not a third day.
但是第三天就不能。
You have to burn it.
你要把它烧掉。
That means to say, oftentimes our reaction to the Lord's grace toward us is different.
这就是说。通常我们对主的恩典的反应是不一样的。
Some just say thank you, Lord.
有一些人只是说主啊，谢谢你。
Right, which is good.
这是好的。
It is a thanksgiving offering.
是一个感谢祭。
But some has a stronger reaction.
但是有一些人有更强烈的反应。
So you give a vow to God.
你就向神许愿。
Just like, for example.David made a vow to God.
就像大卫，他也向神许愿。
I don't know if you have ever made any vow to the Lord.
你有没有向神许过愿
？To consecrate yourself.
要把自己献给他。
Lord, I want to give myself to you for your building, for your purpose.
主啊，我把自己献给你，为着你的建造和旨意。
That is a vow, not only a consecration.
这个不仅是一个奉献
Now,
也是一个愿
such a vow is a stronger reaction on our part toward the peace offering that we enjoy
这样的愿是出于我们享受了和平祭之后一个更强烈的反应。
Because we enjoy that peace and the help that the Lord has given us.
因为我们享受了主给我们的帮助和和平。
I believe David.
我相信大卫。
Who went through so many troubles.
他经历了那么多的苦难。
And God helped him out of all the troubles.
神也拯救他脱离一切的苦难。
So as a result, he made a vow to God.
结果就是他向神许了这样的愿。
Because God has helped him out of so many troubles.
因为神拯救他脱离了那么多的苦难。
So the more you experience such a wonderful help from the Lord to keep you in this wonderful peace of heart.
你越经历主如何保守你有这样的和平和睦。
平安。
平安。
Now in this case, 平安。
Sorry, yeah.
No, not a problem. Right? That you have such a wonderful peace within your heart.
在你的心里你享受这样的平安。
How do you react to the Lord?
你对主做出怎样的反应
？You just say, "Okay, thanks, Lord."
你只是轻描淡写的说：“主啊，谢谢你哦。”
Right? Of course, you can do that. Right?
当然，你也可以这么做。
But with some other people,
但是有一些人
，because they were so touched by the Lord,
因为他们这么深深的被主摸着
，they were willing to offer up a vow to God.
他们就愿意向主许愿。
Just like Hannah, for example.
就像哈拿。
Hannah made a vow to the Lord.
她向主许愿。
Because she was barren.
因为她不孕。
So she was asking God, take away the shame, give me a son, right?
所以她就向神求除掉她的羞辱，赐给她一个儿子。
And if you do that, I will offer my son to you to serve you in his whole life.
如果你赐给我一个儿子，我就把他献给你，让他一生服侍你。
That's a vow.
这个是向神许的愿。
And here, the vow is mentioned in the peace offering.
这里许愿是在和平祭这里提到的。
So you have the thanksgiving offering.
所以你有感谢祭。
And you have the vow of free will offering.
你也有许愿的，或者是甘心乐意的祭。
Which is very good.
这个是非常好的，要经历这个非常的好。
If the Lord has helped you so much and touched you so much, I hope that we all will have such a wonderful reaction out of our heart, says Lord.
如果主帮助了我们这么多，深深的摸着了我们的心，但愿我们能够对主做出这样的一个反应，是一个甘心乐意的祭献给他。
Not just to thank Him.
不是只是轻描淡写的感谢他，而是在他面前有一个甘心乐意的许愿。你需要有更强烈的反应。
May the Lord really touch our heart.
愿主真的是来摸我们的心。
In so many different situations.
在这么多不同的情形里。
Receiving His help.
接受领受了他的帮助
keep us in peace there, right?
使我们蒙保守有平安
to preserve our souls,
保守我们的灵
魂 keeping us from all evil, right?
救我们脱离一切的凶恶
the Lord, preserving our going out and our coming in
他保守了我们的出入
just like the elderly sister who gave that thanksgiving offering on the Lord's day
就像我们年长的姊妹在主日所献上的感谢祭
How the Lord helped her.
主如何帮助了她
It was so wonderful.
真是美妙
That our sister can bring that immediately as a wonderful thanksgiving offering and peace offering unto God. This is very good.
我们的姊妹把这样的一个经历当作一个感谢祭一个和平祭来献上给父这是非常好的
Definitely, I'm sure she was so thankful to the Lord nothing happened to her
很肯定的我相信她非常的感谢主她蒙了保守没有出意外
Because at that age falling down my it could cause a lot of trouble
因为在那个年龄还这样扑倒下去你可能会伤得很重
The Lord preserved her
但是主保守了她
And she was so thankful. She never gave any testimony or say anything about that morning. She took the chance to offer up a wonderful Thanksgiving offering.
她心里是那么的感激主，虽然她从来没有在聚会中这样子站起来分享过，但是那一天早上，她把握了机会站起来献了这个感谢祭。
What a glory to God！
哦，这个对神来说是何等的荣耀。
What a glory to God！
对神来说是个荣耀。
The Lord has helped us and preserved us in many different ways, right?
哎，主在我们身上保守我们，帮助我们那么多。
We can bring a burnt offering, we can bring a meal offering, a peace offering, we can a Thanksgiving offering, we can even give a vow. Goodness, that's wonderful.
我们可以带燔祭、素祭、和平祭、感谢祭，甚至是向主许愿。
I thought if that elderly sister could give such an offering, anyone can give an offering, right?
我相信，如果我们年长的姊妹可以献上这样的祭，我们每一个都可以。
Is that so hard to give such an, a thanksgiving offering to the Father?
献上这样一个感谢祭有那么困难吗？
But you know, it is so glorious.
你知道，是那么的荣耀。
Encouragement.
对我们来说是何等的鼓励。
And an enjoyment to everybody.
而且也是一个极大的享受。
We all need to see this.
我们都要看见这一点。
Oh, that men will offer up a sacrifice of thanksgiving unto God.
Oh, 但愿人能够因着主所做的，向他献上感谢祭。
We have a lot to offer to God.
我们有很多我们该献上给神的。
Right, peace offering, our peace with God and our peace with man.
和平祭，我们与神与人之间的和平。
Peace in our heart.Being preserved by God.
在我们里面的平安蒙神保守。
Taking away all anxiety.
把我们一切的担忧除去。
Right, that we can fully trust in Him to preserve our souls and our body.
使我们能够完全信靠他，保守我们的灵魂体。
Right, even today that we can have such a peaceful life.
甚至是今天我们能够这样平安度日。
Preserved from all evil is so wonderful.
蒙保守，脱离一切凶恶，这个何等好！
We need to give a thanksgiving offering.
所以我们要献上感谢祭。
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。